Pondering their plumpness, he pokes his vegetable plants. Wondering why they take so long to grow. Rows and rows of eggplant, beans, peas, broccolini, cabbage and eggs.
Eggs?
But where's the growth and where are the crops, he wants to know. Eggplant man lives in a land that won't let him eat his way out. Crunch, munch, time for lunch. His flipper flapping is in frustration as the fellow flip-flops around the floor. Waddling along with those dangling sardons of his grunting and panting, he reaches for knife or fork, cover the veggies to make a stew. Vegetably stew. Bumbling round the greenhouse, humming a vegetable tune. Comes the egg-eyed, egg-head, egg-shaped man. Slice and dice, add a little spice on a bed of rice. Won't that be nice?
That's all very well, but wait a minute. Isn't that...
John the Rabbit secretly munching. Crunch. Munch. Time for lunch. His flipper flapping is frantic as the chappie chases the rabbit around the floor. Waddling along with those dangling sardons of his grunting and panting, he reaches for knife before cover the rabbit so he can do rabbity stew. Ooh. Widdly do. Laughing as the lumpy grumpy man goes by. Miffy whiffy diddly diffy at the posture of a galiffy, giggling as the lumpy grumpy man goes passing by. The eggplant man lives in a land that still won't let him eat his way out. Waddling along with those dangling side odds of his grunting and panting, he comes to his senses. There's really been no point to this hoarding and wasting. There's plenty for me and my new friend the rabbit.
There's plenty for him and his new friend the rabbit.
In fact, there's plenty for everyone if we share.